ABC Radio Australia.
How do you make sense of Melanesian self-identity in the context of capitalism and colonialism? That's the question PNG artist Lungul Wakina is asking in his new one-man performance at the Everything But the Kitchen Sink Festival in Sydney, Australia this week. Lungul joins me now on the program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Lungul, this is a huge concept, a huge question to reckon with, your Melanesian self-identity. Where did the inspiration for this particular performance come from?
The inspiration for this performance kind of manifested in what wasn't there as opposed to what was. So, there was a strong impulse to create something that was, you know, heavily influenced by my own culture, but I didn't really have those cultural influences to fall back on. So I just decided maybe meditating on and reflecting on the lack of what I had available could have made for an art piece.
And what were you able to discover a specific answer to that question of how you do make sense of your own identity within those two contexts of capitalism and colonialism?
It's hard to say because for the most part it wasn't making sense of anything, but coming to terms with something that is quite devastating. So the intention of the piece was not really for an audience to witness me coming into myself, but for an audience to kind of join me in a journey of reflecting on what could have been but can no longer be.
And what sort of experience will the audience have on that journey with you at your show?
From what I've heard, it's a very lingering performance. It's a performance that kind of stays with you long after it's ended because the emphasis is placed so much on the actual words. So you're letting them sink in as the performance is happening, but like I do throughout the piece, you'll find yourself meditating on it for a long time afterwards.
Tell me a little bit about what you were saying before in terms of it's, like you say, sort of a meditation on not what is there, but what isn't there for you. What are the things that are not there for you in terms of this journey of your self-identity?
Well, I can't speak any of the languages of my grandparents. And I think that's the most glaring example of wanting to connect with my people, because if I can't speak with them, then that connection can barely exist. And the entire piece highlights ways in which I'm yearning for that connection, but I can't really make it because of the effects of colonization and capitalism.
Can I ask what those languages are or where your grandparents have been based?
Yeah, so I'm from four different provinces in Papua New Guinea. I'm from Manus, New Island, Central, and Milne Bay.
And have you been able to travel back there and visit those places?
No, I haven't as well. That's another thing I touch on.
It's interesting. I understand that your piece is a spoken word performance. Was that a very conscious decision working into that theme of Melanesian identity because of the Pacific and especially PNG's rich heritage of oral storytelling?
Yes, it was almost kismet in a way because I am a spoken word poet naturally, but this piece originated as an essay. So having the ability to bring both of those two things together was quite incredible for me.
And what exactly are you hoping that audiences take away from this performance when they go to see it? You've spoken of it as a journey. When they leave, what are you hoping that they'll be thinking about?
I hope they'll be able to put a face and an experience to the lingering effects of colonization. I hope they'll be able to have an emotional frame of reference, because it's easy to conceptualize these things academically and intellectually. X happened, so Y happened, therefore Z is the reality. But after witnessing my piece, I'm hoping that people will be able to be like, oh no, it's so much more than, you know, one event leading into another. This is a massive catastrophe that keeps devastating lives long after it's occurred.
And if people want to come and see your performance, when will you be performing?
I will be performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Everything But The Kitchen Sink Festival in Sydney, Marrickville.